A change in the process for getting a car title, a new program to support childcare employees, and details on research that could lead to a better understanding of one genetic condition. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, August 1st. I'm Deborah Shar. The state agency responsible for issuing paper car titles recently went paperless. But State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports some people protested the shift and forced officials to rethink the decision.
Oklahoma introduced its paperless car title law in 2021. The idea was that the Oklahoma Tax Commission would begin to phase in new tech and efficiency practices and better protect Oklahomans' car titles from being lost, stolen, or damaged. But then there was a system shakeup. Lawmakers created Service Oklahoma, which took over issuing car titles. A 2023 law transferred the task of issuing paperless car titles to Service Oklahoma, too, slated to go totally paperless by January of this year. But many state residents have been surprised not to receive the physical titles for their newly purchased vehicles, so they pushed back. Now, people with active liens on their vehicles can still request paper titles. Otherwise, the lender holds the title until the vehicle is paid off. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Oklahoma Tax Commission says a conservative online private school backed by State Superintendent Ryan Walters is not eligible for the parental choice tax credit. The American Virtual Academy is based in Arizona and does not meet state requirements. The OTC said in a news release, eligible schools must be located in Oklahoma and accredited by the State Board of Education or another accrediting association. Walters touted the school as an alternative to what he calls political activism in public schools. Licensed child care facilities can now apply to participate in the Oklahoma Strong Start program. The new initiative seeks to support child care employees with no-cost child care through the state's subsidy program. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more.
The three-year pilot is being administered by the Oklahoma Partnership for School Readiness in coordination with Oklahoma Human Services. Eligibility extends to employees working at least 20 hours per week at licensed facilities that participate in the DHS subsidy program. They have to meet income caps of $120,000 for two-parent households or $60,000 for single-parent households. Or they can have children enrolled in a facility that participates in the subsidy program. In that case, income limits are waived. The program is operating in two phases. It will start enrolling licensed childcare facilities and then allow eligible employees to apply for benefits. Payments will be made to the childcare facility where the employee's child is enrolled. The application for childcare facilities is live on the partnership's website. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
An OU researcher has made a breakthrough discovery while studying a genetic defect. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports the discovery could change how the condition is diagnosed and studied.
Friedreich's ataxia is a neuromuscular disease that appears in teenage years through balance and walking issues. Those who have the condition may have symptoms like heart issues and vision and hearing loss. Dr. Sanjay Bidachandani, a researcher and professor of pediatrics at OU's College of Medicine, was the first to discover that the sequence of genetic defect in Friedreich's ataxia is not uniform as was previously believed.
There are people in many families that have been given the wrong diagnosis, and so we'll have to sort of retest them and correct the legacy testing mistakes that have existed for some time.
With the National Institutes of Health facing potential budget cuts, Bidachandani believes federal funding, like the grant his team will receive to further their research, is important for medical researchers and patients. I'm Audrey McClure.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.